Well, while Donald Trump continues to grab national headlines, let's turn to one of his former rivals, Senator Rand Paul, in what is our very first Senate tracker of 2016, our ongoing look into Senate races across the country, starting today with Senator Paul in Kentucky, where he's facing a challenge from Lexington Mayor Democrat Jim Gray. Ryland Barton is Capitol Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. He's with us from Louisville. Hi, Ryland.
Hi there.
And of course, a lot of people listening to this, whether they're in Kentucky or anywhere else in this country, know about Rand Paul, who, of course, ran for president. He dropped out in February of this year, but he has not been a big supporter of Donald Trump. So what is he running his reelection race on in Kentucky?
Well, he's been running a very quiet campaign so far this season, and really he's kind of trying to run the same race that he ran 6 years ago, which is one based on fiscal responsibility, reducing the debt level in the country, and also just kind of there's this other criminal justice reform side of his campaign that seems to get a bit of attention, but he hasn't really been able to act on it so much in Washington, D.C. so far.
And is he talking about Trump at all? I mean, Rand Paul once called Donald Trump a delusional narcissist and an orange-faced windbag.
I mean, he's had to answer questions about Donald Trump, and he kind of provides these muted quasi-endorsements, you know, saying that he would, you know, he's not going to vote for Hillary Clinton, and you know, saying that he and Donald Trump do have disagreements, but that he'll ultimately still support him.
He doesn't have any ads out right now, but a super PAC supporting him has this ad out against his opponent, Democrat Jim Gray, who is the mayor of Lexington. Let's listen to the ad.
Hillary Clinton will continue to wreak havoc on our economy.
We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business.
But crooked Hillary isn't alone.
I know that Rand Paul will try to tie me to Hillary Clinton, and I support her.
Jim Gray backs Hillary because they're the same kind of liberal, big government, coal-hating politicians.
Coal-hating politicians. What has Jim Gray's response been to that criticism?
Well, surprisingly, he hasn't been exactly embracing Hillary Clinton, but he's just trying to, you know, say that he's running his own campaign and that he supports coal. He had a press conference last week in which he outlined his four-step coal plan, which kind of involved inviting new infrastructure to be created in eastern Kentucky, trying to get new businesses to invest in the area, and also investing in some new forms of technology that would allow more carbon to be captured by these coal-fired power plants that are, you know, putting carbon out into the atmosphere. So he's been having a time, you know, trying to kind of dance around this connection to Hillary Clinton because she seems to be, you know, somewhat unpopular in Kentucky. Previously, most of the discussion in Kentucky, at least, tying Democrats to federal politicians, who was always trying to tie politicians to President Barack Obama. And Hillary Clinton has kind of filled that point now. She seems to be not that popular in Kentucky, especially after that that one quote in which you just aired that she would put a whole lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business in Kentucky.
Although, and we've talked about this on the show before, that if you listen to that quote in context, she's saying something actually quite different from the soundbite that has been used over and over again. Let's listen to an ad from Jim Gray. It's called Listen.
I moved my office from the top floor to the first floor when I was elected mayor to hear people's ideas. I took their ideas and cut waste, turned a deficit into a surplus, and helped create thousands of jobs. I'm Jim Gray, and I approve this message because both parties have good ideas. It just takes someone to listen.
What more should we know about Jim Gray?
I guess the big headline about Jim Gray is that he's an openly gay mayor. And that's something that seems to attract everybody's attention to this race in Kentucky, especially being this year after, you know, our county clerk in Rowan County refused to issue marriage licenses to all couples after the Supreme Court ruling legalizing gay marriage. And the thing is that hasn't really become too much of an issue in this race. I think everybody would kind of imagine, you know, conservative Kentuckians running against Mayor Gray's sexual orientation, but really it hasn't come up all that much. Neither Jim Gray nor Rand Paul seem like they really want to talk about it very much.
What do the polls look like, Ryland?
There actually hasn't been very much public polling in Kentucky. Last year there was a A bunch of public polling along with our gubernatorial election. But pollsters seem to be a bit scared of Kentucky now after last year's race, which showed the Democrat Jack Conway way in the lead over Republican Matt Bevin, who's now the governor. So everybody got kind of surprised by the incorrect polling last year, and there really hasn't been that much this year. Jim Gray has released a statement saying that they have internal polling showing that they are neck and neck with Rand Paul's campaign. They refuse to provide the methodology on that poll, but that's all we really have going so far. I mean, definitely momentum seems to be in favor of Republicans in Kentucky these days. There's been more Republicans registering to vote in the state, especially at the federal level. Kentucky has been voting Republican year after year. The last Democrat elected to the Senate was in 1992. And also last time Kentucky voted for a Democrat for president was Bill Clinton's 1996 campaign.
That's Ryland Barton, Capital Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio, talking to us about the Senate race there, where Rand Paul, Republican, is up against Democrat Jim Gray, the mayor of Lexington. Ryland, thanks.
Thanks a lot for having me.
And again, as our Senate Tracker series continues between now and Election Day, we're going to be checking in on Senate races around the country. We're also checking in on House races in our District Profile series, so stay tuned.